For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. This past week, our nation paused to celebrate our independence on July 4th. We are thankful for the freedom we enjoy as citizens of the United States. On this broadcast, we are in a series, Pastor Holland, entitled Taking the Fear Out of Freedom. Today we begin the second sermon as the series continues in the Old Testament book of Exodus, where God leads the nation of Israel out of slavery into freedom. Listen now as Pastor Holland begins.
We'll turn to the book of Exodus, chapter number 14, dealing with the children of Israel as they're leaving Egypt. And, of course, as they finally are released by Pharaoh, God leads them in a very unexpected path. Even though they were trying to flee Pharaoh, God puts them down by the Red Sea. He hems them up, if you will. And behind them, they had the Egyptian army coming after them. They had the Red Sea before them. And we see that immediately when all that happened, Pharaoh released his troops and they started after them. We mentioned last week about how many chariots they had, how many people they had, and they came after them. And then, of course, after the pursuit, well, let me just give you the points again. Last week we said God had a plan. God did have a plan. He put them there for a reason. And by the way, no matter where we're at, God puts us where we're at for a reason. The pursuit, Pharaoh's army came after them. They were terrified. So would you have been? And the Bible said, then the people feared. And that's where we left off last week, as the people had great fear in their heart. The Bible said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of knowledge and of a sound mind. And I'm grateful today that God has not given us the spirit of fear. So today, I'd like to pick up where I left off last week and share with you some thoughts. And I'll just begin by reading the first few verses, beginning in verse number 13. And I'll share with you verse number 13 through 15. Now, I'll begin reading verse number 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. So here we find a challenge that Moses gives to the people. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show you this day. For the Egyptians whom you have seen this day, you shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. We come to this passage of Scripture, and by the way, Moses was a great leader, leading the children of Israel, but understanding he was a great leader, the reason that he was a great leader is oftentimes, even though we know that there were times that he reacted in ways that he should not have, in fact, literally that cost them something, we find that at this point, Moses is not beginning to cause any blame, or he's not beginning to point fingers, and he's not even considering fussing at them because of their reaction and what's going on. He finds a great composure of mind and he challenges them. You know, it's my job and any preacher's job to, when we preach the Word of God, we want to proclaim God's Word. We want to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and lift Him up, but we want to challenge the saints of God to love God, to serve God, and to be faithful to God. And if we don't do that, I think sometimes my job is, and I know my job is always preaching the Word, but I believe my job is to encourage those that are here and help them to understand what needs to be done. Here we find Moses standing up. The people are in great fear. And by the way, again, if you would stop and think about it, here's these great people, and they got this great army coming after them. And you can say what you will, but I tell you, if that was happening to me, I'd have fear in my heart too. These people were very frightful and probably rightfully so. But Moses, with the composure that he had, he stepped forward and he gave them the command. He says, fear not. They were hemmed in. They had no place to go, but Moses stands, and with authority and with a being that maybe no one else had, he said, fear not. Now, it was not just a matter of him saying, fear not. And oftentimes I tell people from the pulpit, it's easier to tell you what to do than it is to show you what to do, or for us to understand what we need to do and how we should live and how we should act. But we find we come to this scene, the people were very much afraid, but here Moses simply stands up. And I don't know how he said it, but I believe that he said it with great authority, not his authority, but the authority based on the Word of God. He said, fear not. Can I tell you today, as a child of God, there's nothing in this world that we ought to fear. Now again, I want you to understand, I have fears. I fear snakes. I fear spiders. I fear a lot of things in this world, but I just have to trust the Lord to take care of me with that need. But yet, in the life of the child of God, why should we fear when we know that we have God on our side? Why should we fear when we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think? And literally, as he steps forward, he says, "Fear not." There's a lot of you that are seated here today, and I'm sure there's things that you fear in your life. In fact, there's things that you're facing, perhaps. It may be a job loss, maybe a financial difficulty. It may be a conflict. It may be a disease. We must never despair. Friend, God is on the throne. He hasn't gone anywhere. He isn't asleep. He hasn't gone on vacation. He's always available 24/7, and he's there to meet and answer your prayer. And so when we say fear not, you can put your faith and trust in God and rest in Him. The Bible said in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16, "And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Isn't that good? He said, there's more with us than more they be with them. I'm glad today, if you have God on your side, you have all you need. And no matter what the uncertainty is, no matter what you're facing tomorrow, no matter what the difficulty is, friend, I say to you this morning, not based on my authority and not based on my word, but based on the word of God, God commands us throughout his word to fear not. And so Moses wanted the people, listen, they were very much nervous, and they were very much at the point of despair and not knowing what to do, and literally stood up and said, "Fear not." But look, notice all, if you would, in verse 13 again. He said, "Fear ye not." And then he said, "Stand still. Stand firm and watch the salvation of the Lord." Now, can you imagine standing in front of all of those people? And by the way, there was a great host of people. And here they are. Their backs are to the Red Sea. The Egyptian army is coming after them just as hard as they can. The rumble of the chariots is a roaring, and the clacking, I'm sure, of the armor was loud. And yet here's Moses telling them, "Fear not, stand still." What would you be doing if you were facing an army and your back was to the Red Sea? I don't know where I would have, but I'd have been running somewhere, I think. I don't think they tell you, you know, when you're in the mountains, they said, "Now listen, if you're out hiking and you encounter a bear, just don't run." Can you imagine me just standing there? He'll come up and just lick all over. I tell you, I know. It'd probably be the downfall of my life. But I can't run fast. But I'd probably run. And here's Moses saying, "Fear not. Fear not. Here comes the army. Fear not. The Red Sea's right there." But then he said, "Stand still." Stand still? Oh, but look what he added on. He said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." You know, we want to run and we want to get away, but listen, here's what he's saying. He said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." The word salvation means to save. You ask people oftentimes, said, "Hey, are you saved?" They say, "Well, what am I saved from?" I tell you, when I ask you if you're saved, I mean, are you saved from hell? Do you know today, without a shadow of a doubt, you're on your way to heaven? Do you know if you died today that you'd go to heaven? And by the way, I do believe you can know that. But not only does God save us from hell, he saves us from many things in life. And Moses said to the children of Israel, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Listen, he goes on in verse 13. He said, "Which he will show to you today." Now, I know that even made them feel better. I wish I could stand here today and say that every time God would show you today. But I can tell you, he doesn't always show you today. He don't always show you tomorrow. He don't always show you next month or next year, but I guarantee you he'll always show you the salvation of the Lord in what he'll do for you. He said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he should show you this day." Now listen, this is Moses speaking. Moses speaking on the representation of God. He said, which he will show you this day, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Not only did he tell them to fear not, not only did he tell them to stand still, but he gave them something to hang on to. He said, you can understand that today, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord today. And this Egyptian army which you've seen coming after you, I want you to know you've seen them today. But understand this is going to be the last time you ever see them again. They're going to be gone this day from your sight and you'll never see them again. Friend, I tell you today, you can put your faith and trust in God to know that whatever circumstance in life you may encounter, no matter what you may come up against or what you must face, I want you to understand today the enemy will be destroyed. Friend, God is not against you. God is for you. The Bible said, if God be for you, who can be against you? And not only that, but he didn't say this Egyptian army which you see coming, you're going to have to defeat. He said God was going to take care of it and God was going to fight for them. I tell you today, oftentimes we go through life and we want to do everything on our own. We try to work it all out. But I tell you what we need to understand is remember God had a plan. Remember God had a plan. We find the Egyptians pursued and the people feared. And now it's Moses' job to calm their fears. And friend, I want you to know today, I want you to leave here with peace in your heart. First of all, that you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. And if you died today, you'd go to heaven. That's the most important thing you can know in your life. But if you know Christ is your Savior, I want you to walk out of here today and know there's no battle too large. There's no river too hard. There's no mountain too high that I can't get across, because God will always fight for me and do what needs to be done. And what does he expect us to do? Just stand still. Just stand still. Friends, sometimes we're busy running about doing our own thing, trying to work it out our own way when severe problems come against us. Sometimes we try to work the solution out and we think we know the answer. But friend, I want you to know God saved us to keep us. And God, if he loved us enough to send his son Jesus to die for us, how much more does he love us enough that he's going to take care of us and meet our need? And friend, didn't he say he'd never leave us nor forsake us? Didn't he say he would be with us to the end of the age? Of course he did. And Moses wanted to convince them of that. I'm glad to know today that no matter what God chooses to do in my life, I tell you, I'm still going to trust him. I'm going to go down. He wanted them to be still. He wanted them to stand still. He wanted them to be faithful to God. The Bible said in Job 37, verse 14, hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God.
God has offered you freedom and life away from the bondage of sin. Are you fearful in trusting him? Doubt, worry, and fear are obstacles the enemy puts in our way to keep us from trusting Christ. If we can help you in your walk with him, please contact us. We will continue this message on this broadcast next week as we continue the series, Taking the Fear Out of Freedom. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.